Welcome back to Giants.com. John Schmelk, Michael Eisen, and it's time for another edition of the Offseason Report. And Mike, a disappointing season for the Giants. It changes were expected, and we've had some early.
Well, we have. The offensive staff has undergone some changes. A new offensive coordinator after the retirement of Kevin Gilbride, and then a couple of longtime coaches let go this week, and Michael Pope and Gerald Ingram.
Well, let's start with Ben McAdoo. How much of this is going to be the complete installation of the Packers system, or is this going to be more of a melding of what was done here before, combining with some of the principles he's going to bring in?
Well, I think it'll be a combination. As Tom Coughlin said when I spoke to him after Ben McAdoo was hired, it's going to be elements of some of what Ben McAdoo did with Green Bay and then what we've done here with the Giants. Hopefully take the best of both worlds and go from there.
The one thing McAdoo in the quotes that the Giants released the other day seemed to really focus on was tempo. He wants this offense to be a little bit more up-tempo, and that probably means not getting out of the huddle with only 10 left on the play clock.
Yeah, but, you know, I think that's a little bit overrated. If you look, you know, everyone says, well, the Giants must have more delayed game penalties than anybody, and we really don't.
Only seven this year, by the way.
Yeah, we're right in the middle of the pack. But, you know, it's more than it's getting the play in faster, getting to the line faster. I think I do think he wants more of that.
What other type of things do you think we're going to see Ben McAdoo bring in?
Well, they ran kind of a West Coast style offense in Green Bay. If he's going to take stuff from Mike McCarthy, that would probably be the type of things that they would do. So I think it'll be somewhere along those lines. Maybe not as many deep shots as we've taken in the past that, you know, Kevin Gilbride liked to call, and it was very successful often. A lot of deep passes. Hopefully some improvement in the screen game, which we haven't done very well at. So we'll see.
Yeah, no doubt about it. The Giants offense really threw its most explosive and best stretch in the history of the franchise under Kevin Gilbride. So I hope to try to get to that with the new offensive coordinator. Now with the two position coaches that they let go, certainly must have been very tough decisions for Tom Coughlin. He's been with Gerald Ingram for more than 20 years, Mike Pope longer than that.
Yeah, well, he first coached with Michael Pope in the 80s during Pope's first stint here. Both of them have been tremendous assistant coaches. Coughlin didn't want to go into specifics about why he made the move. He just thinks this will be productive for the Giants going forward. You've got a new offensive coordinator coming in. There were going to be some type of changes. I don't know if anyone, expected these. So we'll see what happens.
And both those positions are ones that will be in flux personnel-wise this offseason.
No question about it. Free agents there. No one knows how David Wilson's going to respond after his neck surgery. Andre Brown's a free agent. Brandon Myers. So it's going to be personnel changes as well as coaching changes.
Mike, appreciate the time.
My pleasure.
And, of course, stay tuned to Giants.com. Mike will have all the latest, and the rest of us will as well, for all the latest changes going on with the New York Giants. Make sure you stay tuned all off-season long. For Mike, I'm John. We'll see you next time on Giants.com.